Blackstone Audiobooks presents Faith by Len Deighton. Chapter 1.
Don't miss your plane, Bernard. This whole operation depends upon the timing. Brett Rensselaer peered around to spot a departures indicator, but this was Los Angeles Airport and there were none in sight. They would spoil the architect's concept. It's okay, Brett, I said. He would never have survived 5 minutes as a field agent. Even when he was my boss, driving a desk at London Central, he'd been like this, repeating the instructions, wetting his lips, dancing from one foot to the other, and furrowing his brow as if goading his memory. Just because Comrade Gorbachev is kissing Mrs. Thatcher and spreading that glasnost schmaltz in Moscow, it doesn't mean those East German bastards are buying any of it. Everything we hear says the same thing. They're more stubborn and vindictive than ever.
It'll be just like home, I said.
Brett sighed. Try and see it from London's point of view, he said with exaggerated patience. Your task was to bring Fiona across the wire as quickly and quietly as possible, but you fixed it so your farewell performance out on that Autobahn was like the last act of Hamlet. You shoot 2 bystanders, and your own sister-in-law gets killed in the crossfire.
He glanced at my wife Fiona, who was still recovering from seeing her sister Tessa killed.
Don't expect London Central to be waiting for you with a gold medal, Bernard.
He'd bent the facts, but what was the use of arguing? He was in one of his bellicose moods, and I knew them well. Brett Rensselaer was a slim American who'd aged like a rare wine, growing thinner, more elegant, more subtle, and more complex with every year that passed. He looked at me as if expecting some hot-tempered reaction to his words. Getting none, he looked at my wife. She was older, too.